Tonight, French President Emmanuel Macron and his far-right challenger Marine Le Pen meet for a rematch of their contentious 2017 presidential debate. French voters go to the polls in just 4 days to choose between the two candidates for the second time. But as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, much has changed in 5 years.
Fired up supporters of Marine Le Pen know their candidate has a real chance this time. She's run a strong campaign and moderated her image. Nona Meyer, an expert of the far right, says Le Pen has completely changed the image of the National Rally Party since taking over from her father in 2011.
She has given a new electoral dynamic to the party because she's a woman. And she has managed to speak to and to rally female voters, which were repulsed by the father.
Meyer says Le Pen's mission to detoxify the party is working.
We are not anti-Semitic, we are not racist, we are defending France, we are defending the rights of women, of gays, of Jews, against the terrible threat that is radical Islam.
Le Pen got more help from further right candidate Éric Zemmour.
Cela les rend fous de rage et ils se rendent sur vous de leur haine pour la France.
His xenophobic tirades made Le Pen look even more mainstream. Le Pen supporter Mylène Chabert says she couldn't convince a single relation to vote Le Pen last time. This year, her whole family supports Marine.
She has learned from the mistake she made, I think, with Macron. With debat when they speak together, and it's 5 years she walk, and I think she understands, she go direct to the people.
Chabert is referring to the 2017 second round debate that was a disaster for Le Pen.
Des sauts de cabri.
Vous pouvez me laisser terminer.
Mais non, puisque vous, constamment vous,
pouvez,
vous êtes dans l'invective.
She came across as combative and chaotic, compared with Macron's smooth mastery of every subject. This time around, Macron appeared too occupied with the war in Ukraine to even campaign ahead of the first round. The war did give Macron a boost in the polls, says Martin Quincé with the German Marshall Fund of the United States, but it was brief.
The electors care about the domestic situation first, and we elect the French president with the intention to have someone to defend French interests.
Macron is just now getting down in the trenches and taking some heat. I've never known a more worthless president than you, one voter told him. There's still bitterness from the working poor revolt known as the Yellow Vest Movement and plenty of anger over the handling of the pandemic. Disgust for a president many see as arrogant and elitist runs deep in the French heartland. Macron is even backtracking on some of his unpopular positions, like raising the retirement age to attract voters. Analyst Nona Meyer.
He can try and soften his previous positions, but he must be credible. And it's so late.
Le Pen, she says, never deflected from the core issues voters care about, like purchasing power and the cost of living.
There's the fear of globalization. So she has managed to play on that and to say she was the protector, the defender of the little people, the forgotten ones.
In 2017, Macron beat Le Pen with 66% of the vote. The latest polls show him leading, but with only 55% this time. Both candidates hope to gain points in tonight's highly anticipated face-off, which is expected to draw record television audiences. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.